Good day. I welcome you to the last episode of the Healing Stream podcast for the month of February. Your host today is Timothy Akinshola. I appreciate God for bringing you and I to the end of the month of February. It has been a wonderful month. We have enjoyed the goodness and faithfulness of God in all of our endeavors. Because of this, we give God praise. The last episode in the series of We Have a More Sure Word of Prophecy, as found in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 19, are the words of the angels at the ascension of Jesus Christ. This can be found in the book of Acts chapter 1 from verse 9 to 11. I read, "And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." The point of emphasis for us this day at the last part of that scripture, which says, "This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." The two angels declared that the disciples will still have an opportunity to see Jesus again. We understand that the core tenets of the Christian faith include the virgin birth of Christ, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, and his coming back again. Another important part of that is that Jesus is coming again. How do I know? The scriptures confirm that. As believers, our hope does not end in this world. Jesus also said it in John chapter 14, verse 2 and 3. He says, "In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also." He says, "I will come again." Now, the first part of that scripture encourages us to have a strong heart, that we should not be troubled. It doesn't matter what we are going through here on earth, the challenges, the trials, the problems, it does not matter. Jesus is assuring us that we will surely overcome. So I want to encourage you today that whatever you might be going through this moment, I want you to look up to Jesus and believe and trust in his word that you are an overcomer. Do not let your heart be troubled. Though the time he is coming was not revealed, yet the circumstances have been made known to us. Kindly read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 2. "For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." Another scripture that confirms that is in the book of 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10. You can read that. Jesus will come suddenly and unannounced. As his disciples, we must be ready to receive him. Our attitude should be that of watching and waiting. We must not lose focus. You must not allow the frivolities of the world to distract you. You must stay away from the things that will contaminate you, because Jesus is coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. You must stay sober and alert. You must live out your sojourn on earth with great fear and trembling, knowing that you have a mansion waiting for you above. Do not be distracted because it is taking long. Some even complain like that in the scripture, but the answer of Apostle Peter is found in the book of 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 4 and 9. And saying, "Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The Lord is not slack or slow, as some may put it, but his desire is that all men should come to repentance and not perish." I encourage you today to keep hope alive. Look expectantly to the coming of the Lord Jesus, so that the day will not meet you unprepared. The coming of the Lord is a day of salvation for the believers. It is a day of rejoicing and celebration. What qualifies you for entrance into the kingdom of God is accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you have not done that yet, today is another great opportunity. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. For counseling and prayers, write to us through healingstreamspodcast@gmail.com. God bless you. Amen.